Brilliance Audio presents Taken With You, A Fractured Connections Novella by Carrie Ann Ryan. Performed by Maxine Mitchell and Joe Arden.
Beckham. I leaned against the wall, watching everybody dance, smile, and act like they were having a good time. When Meadow walked by, I wasn't even sure she noticed me. It took everything within me not to notice her. Or try not to. But I couldn't help it. She was always there, in my thoughts, my past, and lately, physically, right in front of me. And so, without thinking, I reached out and grabbed her hand. She froze, her eyes wide, as she turned around. I wanted to curse at myself. I knew where she had come from, and in general, I knew you didn't just go around touching women like that, especially not when I had a feeling Meadow had been through hell. I slowly let go of her fingers and slid my hand back into my pocket. Hey, I said, trying to sound casual, attempting to come across as if I hadn't seen the fear in her eyes or the way she looked as if she were about to run. There was fight or flight for a reason, after all. And I was bigger than Meadow, so flight was the logical response.
Hi,
Meadow said, her throat working as she swallowed.
Having fun?
She asked, her voice soft.
Yeah, the Conleys sure know how to host a party.
So I see. It looks like everyone is having a great time.
A voice slid out of the speakers and we froze.
Okay, now this is where we're going to have fun on the dance floor. Before the bride and groom do their thing, they want you guys to come out. So find the person nearest you, doesn't matter who it is, and take them out to dance. Let's make this wedding memorable.
The announcer's voice echoed in my head and I wanted to curse. There was only one person near me. The one I shouldn't dance with. And because I knew it would be better if we didn't, because I was really good at doing what would cause the worst pain, I held out my hand.
You want to dance? I asked, my voice low.
Okay. Only because it's part of the wedding and all.
I nodded and led her out to the dance floor. I slid one arm around her, palm resting on her lower back, while the other clasped her smaller hand in mine.
I promise I'll try not to step on your toes, I said.
Okay, but I'm wearing high heels. I could probably hurt you more.
Okay, then. I guess we'll see who hurts the other the most.
Meadow. I wasn't a complete agoraphobe, but some days I sure felt like one. Working from home had made it easier for me to make the friends I currently had, though. Not that I had many, but I did have a couple of good ones now. Violet was my neighbor. I think we initially met while I was taking out the trash. She had been all smiles, even though her eyes had been covered by dark sunglasses and she kept rubbing her temples. I found out later that she got terrible migraines. So over the months of us getting to know each other, I'd helped her get through them. They were so debilitating, she needed someone to come over and make sure she took her meds and had enough water and food for when she felt better. I had quickly become that person. Through Violet, I had met my other friends, and they forced me out of my comfort zone sometimes, and out of my house, something I honestly needed. I wouldn't have been able to do any of that before. Couldn't have walked into a bar to smile and laugh and get to know people. I wouldn't have been able to be around their men, large guys with even bigger personalities. The Connolly brothers were all broad and tall and tattooed and bearded. It still surprised me that I could even see them and not shrink away in fear. Though, in retrospect, I'd probably cowered a bit when I first met them, but thankfully no one had commented on it. Although, there was one person that I should probably still keep away from. And he had just kissed me a few nights ago. Beckham. What was wrong with me? I couldn't believe I had let him kiss me. That I had kissed him back. I shouldn't have even danced with him that night. It had been a horrible mistake, and I couldn't let it happen again. I knew exactly what happened when you gave in to your base desires or when you leaned on someone and let them get close like that. I rubbed my wrists and looked down, still seeing the bruises that were no longer there, They had faded a few years ago, and they would never be back. No, I wouldn't let myself be that vulnerable again.